8:40 on a Tuesday morning. Joining us now in our studios from the city of Dundas is City Administrator Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you for braving the elements for coming in.
It's not too bad yet.
Yeah, but it will be. And guess what? Dundas has a new snowplow.
Right.
Who's going to be the first to drive? Have you used that yet?
No, the new snowplow has not been used yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg, one of our employees, will drive the new snowplow. And Aaron, the other employee, is going to drive the new payloader. So two brand new pieces of snow removal equipment will hit the streets in Dundas sometime today.
Oh, man, that's an exciting moment, especially for the two guys that are using them.
They're so excited.
It's like having a new toy, man. That's cool stuff. All right, well, they will have the opportunity to use those today without question. Last night, the Dundas City Council met and had some different items on the agenda, and roads and transportation were one of them. Tell us about that.
So our city engineer, Dustin Tipp, who we contract with through WSB, has identified a grant that the city is applying for through MnDOT. It's an active transportation grant program. There's about $3.5 million of grant funds available, and we are seeking about $270,000 of those overall $3.5 million in funds to make improvements to the sidewalk and bike trail in the general vicinity of Highway 3 and County Road 1, basically from Schilling Drive to Stafford Lane on the other side. So again, sidewalk and trail improvements, and then working with MnDOT to make signal improvements so there's easier pedestrian access across Highway 3 and County Road 1.
So the resolution last night was to support the grant application for doing that.
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay. Is that something that you foresee in 2023, next summer, or?
It's for funds to be expended in 23 and 24.
Okay. All right. Janelle Teppin from Dundas is with us. You also got a new building official. Would that be the correct way of phrasing it?
That's right.
Okay,
that's
tell us right. about it.
So, you know, building officials, they review and approve building permit applications from everything from single family dwellings up to large commercial and industrial plan sets, if you will, and our building official, Benny Sveen, retired after over 20 years with the city. City had a contract with Benny, and we wanted to continue that same kind of relationship. So we identified a gentleman out of New Prague who provides those kind of same services for both the city of Lonsdale and Elko New Market. And how we do that will fit right in with his other commitments. And so the council approved that contract last night with him.
So he's something of a freelancer, I guess. Is that the correct term? Not really consultant, but I guess a freelance building official?
Right. Okay. A freelancer, they're contracted, okay. You know, just like our contract with WSB mm-hmm. or for city planning services. Those individuals provide those services for other like-sized communities.
Yeah. What I was trying to ask is, it's just him. It's not you're hiring a company and he's the employee. He's
the
whole
deal.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. That's not the only new person. You've been looking to fill some positions within the police department, and you have filled them. Is this a permanent? Have you filled them permanently or temporarily, or where are we at there?
So we have two full-time police officer positions open, and we have hours available for part-time police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And so the city council approved two individuals last evening to fill some of those part-time police officer hours, and, you know, we'll continue to advertise for the full-time positions. I expect that both of those individuals will apply for that those full-time jobs as well. So it's kind of a revolving door, if you will. We are hiring police officers, and then it seems to be just very quickly losing them to larger organizations.
Yeah, that's just the whole employment within the law enforcement community, just like any other community. We just need more people in here. You know, I know Northfield's going to be looking for at least four, maybe five full-time officers coming up. So there'll be competition among a number of cities for those positions, for the qualified, for the top candidates. So
right.
I don't envy you there at all. That's not an enviable position. And, you know, just took me 6 months to get a salesperson
right.
hired, so I can certainly empathize with you as well.
Right.
All right. Janelle, anything else going on in Dundas?
Just to update, the city staff installed signage for the on-street bike lane along First Street, and then we're working with Rice County to install a pedestrian crossing sign at Hester and First Street along that bike trail that connects down to the East Cannon River Regional Trail. Some of the other things that Public Works staff are working on, we have a cold storage building that is included in the capital improvement program for 2023. So we're beginning to work on kind of design and layouts for that cold storage building.
All right. And you have one or two more meetings left in 2023, and you still, at that point, traditionally, you'll be approving the levy in the budget for 2023?
Right. The next meeting on December 12th is Monday, September 12th at 7 p.m. It will be our truth and taxation hearing where the city council will consider final approval of the 2023 general fund levy.
All right. Well, we'll let you get going. Thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the weather. It's coming out a little bit heavier now, so be safe on the way back to Dundas.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator.